Well, Luke. Interesting show last week. Very interesting feedback, I think. Good, feedback, good or bad. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Oh, well, we had some positive feedback. You know, we taught people a little bit of things about history of Jesus. And, you know, it may have upset just a few people, just a couple of people.
Look, just to prove it, to all the faith-based people out there.
Not many of them.
Listen to this show. I was talking to some friends last night, and Adalia said to me, "What about the people who were very religious and good-hearted that listen to the show?" I'm like, "Yeah, how many of them are going to listen to it? It's called Not Worth a Kick in the Arse."
Sounds like a good question, show.
Yeah. Look, just to prove there are no hard feelings, I'm going to put a call through to Jesus right now. Hello, Heaven. Heaven, is that Janine Melnitz, Secretary for Jesus Christ?
Yes, it is.
Listen, we've got something for you.
You do? You have? No kidding.
Yeah, look, we've got an apology to make to the big JC.
Apology? Well, we apologize for.
No. We've got something to say to the big JC.
There's something very strange about that man.
Janine, on the last week's show, we discussed how, there was only really
Saint Peter working one
job, and Jesus only has one secretary, and, I mean, it doesn't
seem to be many people employed up there, considering there's billions and trillions of people up there.
Janine, he'd afford at least two or three people.
So, Janine, did he put any people on after last week's show?
All I do know is that I've been working 2 weeks without a break, and you promised me you'd hire more help.
Not really our fault.
we didn't have anything.
We're trying our best.
We're trying to help you out. I mean, did you listen to last week's show? What did you think?
I'm afraid you're going to die.
Jesus! Now put him on!
Bit of extreme. Yeah, pass us on to Jesus. What do you think of the show?
Hey, Jesus, it's Luke and Wayne. Are you there?
Shut your fucking mouth! Shut the fuck up, you cunt!
I think he might be a little bit upset, Jesus.
Shit!
Not really a big fan of last week's show. I think he found the crucifixion better.
Well, he might be a bit upset, but I'm sure he's... Look, his mother...
Oh,
his
Mary.
Mother's very maternal, very
peaceful.
Virginal.
Very virginal.
Virginal, innocent.
Virginal. Wasn't he a Thunderbird?
What?
Virgil?
Virgil. Virgil did not... Virgil the Thunderbird did not give...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Baby Jesus. Jesus has spat out of my pussy.
Thunder Jesus.
Came out on strings.
Anyway, Mary, what did you think of last week's show?
It made me so sick.
Sick? What do you mean sick?
Oh, come on. Look, it was the first show on our Movie Spoilers podcast, so we had to make an impression. It wasn't that bad.
You enjoy throwing up every 5 minutes, Claude?
I think we've upset a few people up there with what we did.
Upset people? I mean, seriously. I mean, Luke, God, he fucked fired up the other week.
a few times.
A few times. Mrs. P1 got sick. My computer got hacked.
I heard about it.
What is possible? God, if you were so almighty and powerful, what more possible pain could you put us at Movie Spoilers Crew through?
And the winner is... Filmsack.
No! Oh, P1, calm down. It's not that bad. I mean,
you'll live.
You'll win eventually.
Wrong. It is wrong. I hate it.
P1's upset. Shit. Play the intro.
Kick ass. Kick ass. Kick ass.
Oh, P1's a little bit upset.
Yeah, P1's suddenly turned British.
Turned British, bald, and white.
And that leads to Starship.
Do you know what's funny, Luke?
Out of all, he lost again?
No. Not that he lost again. Is that he lost an award the week I won one.
What?
At work.
I did see that.
Sorry, P1.
And you know, the funny part is, you couldn't give a shit about awards.
We couldn't give a fuck about awards. Two shits about awards. It's just...
But in all seriousness...
I'm like Miyagi. Trophy, only plastic.
This say lucky.
Film sack, definitely. Yeah, this say lucky.
What Miyagi say about film sack winning? This say fucking rigged. Because seriously, it's one thing you got to say. 2 years in a row, Something is definitely not right. Something is wrong here.
Wrong. Peter.
I mean, how many did he win? He got
four times the stage. And that fat cunt decided to sit down because he was that arrogant, thinking, oh, I'm going to win more.
Did he?
He sat and fucking... On the stage?
On the stage, just stayed up.
Like, oh, may as well stay here. Like,
more a colourful hat. More a couple. Wearing a fedora.
Did you see that hat he was wearing?
Yeah, a little...
Look, I'm going to...
Did P1 actually watch it?
Oh, yeah, sadly. Zoom in. Look at him. Look at that cunt!
It looks like, I don't know who it looks like. It looks like Jack Black a little bit, like, with far less talent. So how exactly did he win?
Did he win?
Because really,
I've worked it out.
I've never even heard of this
guy. Worked it out
from the awards.
He doesn't win it by shows. He wins it by the fact that he has multiple websites that vote for the same. So that probably they don't even listen to FilmSack. But he has other sites that have other shows. He just wins by create 17 websites, you're guaranteed a win. You're guaranteed. Because he wins by numbers.
People put so much work.
Oh, yeah.
This time into doing this.
Golden rule of life, don't work so hard. Because you're going to get bitten by a scrotum. He's like, oh, I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about Rooster Teeth. Rooster Teeth has got a bigger following. They got beaten by a scrotum as well. It showed you. It's rigged.
Let me tell you. It obviously shows. Balls rule the world.
Balls rule everything.
I'm going to neuter that fucking guy.
I'm shocked that he won.
Because you've listened to it, haven't you?
I tried. I tried.
Have you ever heard anyone advertising this guy apart from the award?
Apart from himself? Even when he was getting up for awards, people were like, oh, it's him again.
Who's that? Who? I was, did he get up and do the Meryl Streep thing? Yes, I've won plenty of these.
Oh, he's just so arrogant. It's like P1 without the charm.
But with a hat.
Oh, no. Honestly, I've worked out those awards are so pointless.
Yeah, I mean...
Even if Not Worth the Kicking Arts gets nominated...
I wouldn't bother.
I wouldn't bother.
Let the Wookiee win. I was like, give it to the balls again. Give mine to the balls.
Your eyes when you lose, P1 pulls your arms out of your side of you.
Gives it to these balls, say.
Honestly,
if P1. He really wants to impress me, just bounce on these balls.
Don't impress me, make me laugh. Do one thing in one show that actually makes me smile.
It wasn't funny.
Not the hat was.
Yeah,
worst hosts I've ever seen.
Because he did a review of Rocky, didn't he?
Apparently. Which, by the way, the first one was overrated.
Was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't original.
Wasn't original. Wasn't original. No. Wasn't original and was not inspiring.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to this guy.
But a scrotum is, apparently.
But this hat inspired millions all around the world.
You know what? I've realized you should do a show on Melissa McCarthy. You're about on the same level of talent.
Fucking. I don't know if he's that bad.
No.
It's just... Yeah.
That's enough of scrotum.
The other thing that I suppose we should talk about was the reaction to,
last week's show.
Almighty, oh, you're in trouble. that's what I kept hearing everywhere. Oh, you're in trouble. Really?
We had people...
Really?
Comments on movie spoilers from people saying that people that they've worked with are praying for our sins. It's like, Jesus Christ, we're out of trouble.
We'll keep going because I'm going to continue on. Because there's one thing I forgot to talk about the other week. Door-to-door religion. How does that work?
You know what, if we keep going this way, we can be nominated in the religious category.
Door-to-door religion. What a fucked up concept.
I thought God was everywhere. Apparently he's
like Danny Glover, kicking doors down.
Knocking your doors. Have you heard the word of God?
Yeah. The funniest one I ever heard was...
Oh, dick on the train.
What?
Not the dick on the train.
Oh, that was one. That was the most annoying
one. Rude.
That was the most annoying one. But I had one guy... Okay, I've had it really happened three times where this guy turned up, knocked on the door. Hi, how you doing?
Do you care?
I'm good. He's like... He said this. Do you ever think about things?
I think about what the fuck you're doing on my doorstep.
I'm thinking, I'd really want to go to sleep. It's getting a bit late. Like, this was nighttime. Nighttime.
Well, Jesus doesn't sleep.
Apparently neither does this guy. Why do they get dressed up in big-ass, suits, really classy and all that? Does Jesus Does Jesus really give a shit about what he wears?
Looks, like looks like they stepped out of a set of Reservoir Dogs. walk down the street.
I'm like, does Jesus really care about wardrobe? Like,
oh, he did.
When he's knocking, when you're knocking on doors.
Wore a long cloth with a couple of sandals. He was a fashion icon.
That's right. I couldn't remember.
He came up with a hat, though, that didn't really take off too well.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
Go around with a crown of thorns, door to door.
Each time I think of Crown of Thorns, I think of Rupert Thorne.
You know who gets really offended by door-to-door sales? Door-to-door
Dad.
Religion?
Dad.
Oh, God. Dad loves to argue.
Dad won't not just, like, let him go away. No, he'll tell him exactly.
He drags the bits on out. Get in here!
Like Daddy Glover.
You hear now! I'm going to tell you why you're fucking people like
yes.
I find you offensive.
I find your religion offensive. I was like, I find the door-to-door...
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I find your door-to-door tactics not right. I was like, we're not... Even the poor guy, like, I'm not firing up.
He's like, they walk out of the house converted to not religious.
Yeah, that's right. But the other time that was... was actually when I was moving house. I had...
Oh, you did.
Yeah, did I tell you about this?
You did a long...
Yeah, this guy... I was mad because nothing was working. I was tired. I was grumpy. This guy knocked on the door. Can I talk to you about Jesus? Get out of here! I was really mad. And everyone was like in the corridor just...
you know, so out! Out! Turn to the beast of Beauty and the Beast. If you don't pray with me, you don't worship at all. So, you come to stare at my TV, have you?
Yes.
I'll give you a religion to worship. You can worship anywhere except the West Wing. Why? Because it's forbidden.
I love the Beast.
Grumpy asshole.
He had a great attitude to life. And I always thought he was Kevin Conroy for years.
It sounded like
him. It sounded like him.
That's why you should play Batman.
That's right. Yeah, but like you said, the worst time I ever had with fucking people poking in. Really, somehow they get these gorgeous girls, too. You notice that?
Oh, because...
You notice that?
Because they're sluts. The converted.
Is that it? Usually. I don't know, because one time there was like... back in Melbourne, years ago, 20 years ago, I remember this woman... I opened the door once, and this woman, like, was reading this book, and next to her was this girl. My God, she was gorgeous. But this woman who was like African or something, like I don't know what she was, but like she turned around and she's like, first thing she said to me, and he took him to the promised land. I was like, what, she took him to Austin, Texas.
So she just started straight away.
He took him to the promised land. I was, where's he take? I didn't even know the religion.
Like Gwildorf. Where is the key?
Where is heaven? Like, and I was like, what are you on about? Like, and it was like, hi. And then she was like, hi, I'm, I was very.
You paid attention to the other woman by this time.
Yeah, I was very, yeah, whatever. She's like, you know, buy this book, $20. And somehow I did it. I can't remember why. Like, I was like, what? And then...
You own a Bible?
Chucked it out the window.
Use it as a doorstep.
It's like, yeah, I need something as a bookmark. But yeah, the rudest time I ever had was on the train when...
Oh.
When
I would have punched this guy's face.
I was listening to Metallica, like back in the days, like when you had the CD Walkmans and stuff. And this prick comes up to me, pulls my ear plug, the headphone, out of my ear, and Jesus said, like, starts reading. I'm like, let Jesus listen to this, you bastard.
Jesus,
like,
you gotta get fucked.
I was like,
master puppets come.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus was a big fan of Enter Sandman. But, yeah.
I would wish the Ninja Turtles fucking came in the train then and started fucking him up.
But,
I hate that shit. That is just the point of arrogance.
Yeah, but selling religion.
You sound like a guy from Conan Barbarian.
Yeah, but I mean,
well, how dare he? Arrogance!
Well, you're my kind of... Actually, no.
I salute you.
But the whole idea of, like, how many people are going to go, okay, have you ever heard of Jesus?
No. Oh, yeah. Like, hey, Zeus.
Who?
He's a Mexican guy who mows the lawn.
It was Jesus. Oh, right. The guy in the song. Yeah. The one that they all talk about in church.
He's the guy from South Park.
Yeah. That's right. That's the best interpretation of Jesus.
Yeah, I feel like saying, have you heard the word of Jesus? Oh, you've been dead for 10,000 years.
Yeah, it's like, you're not, anyone really, not talking too much at the moment.
I'm talking too much. He's gone about you cunts living a bone in front of his doorstep.
I was like, have you ever heard? And now, have you? Have you? I was like, the Bible does. Have you heard the word of Jesus?
Next time they come to me, have you heard the word of Jesus? Have you watched the Game of Thrones? Like, because they say, oh, we don't read that. Well, here you go. Here's all six novels. Here's the DVD set. Off you go.
I was going to say, like, because I was going to say to him, like, I was like, well, you haven't heard the word of Jesus either. I was like, you don't,
he hasn't done an audio commentary for this shit.
has he? I'm convinced the meme P1 have now. What? God's real. After what he's doing to fire it up and fucking way, I'm convinced. I'm a believer now. I see the light. You're still a cunt.
And movie spoilers, of course.
Oh, yeah, because, okay, Luke. Film Sack 1, that proves there's a God. Straight away. No, not this year. I might lose to Rooster Teeth, but not Film Sack. Yep, Film Sack 1, there's a God. Because the devil wouldn't do that to us.
He took it a lot better this year, though.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, God, no, he didn't.
What?
I had the whole day.
I'm enough to come. I only got two.
I'm a winner. I don't lose. Well, you did this to me. I'm raised in a family not to lose. Well, you did. Also, a scrotum. As I was trying to explain to him, you didn't lose
just
shit.
Like the Riddler.
I'm a winner. I'm trying to explain to him, like, you didn't lose anything because... They don't mean nothing.
Yeah,
those awards are proven now that they are fucking rigged and horseshit. Complete horseshit. And the way it was even presented, Film Sack won over a site that has their own convention. it's like you know, me having
beating
my...
Star Wars.
me doing a commercial for Fire It Up, winning the fucking bloody special effects awards over bloody episode 7 or something. It's not going to happen.
That would be awesome.
And the Academy Awards go to Film Sack.
Yeah, that's right. Best picture. I'm not even a picture and I won. That would be awesome.
Gets up on stage and pushes fucking JJ out of the way. Oh, I've got this.
Yeah, this was
mine. Added to my collection.
This was mine. Yeah, I'll put a hat on this bastard.
Fucking idiot.
There's been a lot of movie news lately.
Oh,
so
God.
Let's,
yes, don't worry, people. We will cover that.
Fast and the Furious 7 has made $1 billion in a fortnight.
Just knocked over the Dark Knight?
Are you serious?
I have a Heath Ledger as the Joker, like, in a, like, when he's smiling, but then it's that sad look.
Yeah.
It's just like him, like, depressed. It's like, That's
in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. But, I mean, look, you know who predicted it? I don't mean to.
Paul Walker.
No, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember when Paul Walker died, we're like, that movie's going to make a fortune.
I reckon they killed him.
Yeah, people are like, it's not going to, you know, I can't see it making $1 billion. Vin Diesel sang a song about Paul Walker to celebrate in trees.
Oh, like, people, they didn't realize the power of death. When you
That's
die,
right. Yeah.
Franchise goes huge.
And somehow people sacrifice themselves to Paul Walker. Where's Terrence Howard? Paul Walker gave himself for that movie?
What do you think Harrison Ford's doing?
He's trying
to die for the Star Wars.
That's why when they took him from the planet, leave me.
I need to die for episode 7.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what would be cool?
Be the biggest ever.
Like, you know what would be cool? It's just as he's on the hospital bed, not hospital gurney, picks up the hat. That's what he goes on.
I thought he was in the plane that's like lit fire and he just wants to stay there. And you see Sean Connery, Indy. Let it go. Junior, I can't pull you out of this plane.
I'm almost dead.
And you just see the knight on the golf course wave.
Who the hell's that? It's one of the golfers.
God, Tiger Woods really got an old...
Jack Nicholas. He chose poorly.
I got this hole in one poorly.
That would be cool. Adam Tierney crashed the plane. Knew you'd come. You know one thing I never understood in Last Crusade? Now, first off, I adore that movie. I love that movie.
Who doesn't love that film?
Oh, I'm sure there's people in there. But you know the one part that I never understood?
Why,
he's been there thousands and thousands of years. He's reading the same book.
it is. Good
like
deal.
One book over and over.
But he looks like he's like really into it. I'm like,
I thought he
couldn't be into it after reading it.
I think he was just asleep.
No, look, he was like, don't interrupt me. I'm nearly finished.
Did he ever leave? Or did he just stay in that room the whole time?
I don't. You know the funny part? Have you ever thought about how? Okay, so he got back there. So how the hell did he walk across the chasm like as an old bastard going, where is it? Like, oh, did Indy through the rocks.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, yeah. Stood
up. Oh, you mean,
all right, well, the word of God. How do you get around that? Jumping across. Who?
No, not that. He'd have to do it backwards.
Backwards, yeah, exactly.
That's even worse. Like,
hey, I can't remember how to spell.
Word of Jehovah, I wouldn't be doing that test these days. All of them would just crumble. Who ever built that fucking thing?
I don't, well, that's serious. Who decided when Raiders of Lost Ark? When Raiders of Lost Ark? We need a big ball! Film sack! That's what it did. Film sack design.
Film sack ball. Played the ball.
Ball, yeah. And got an award for it. Here you go. Oh, it's the best.
Oh, it's the best ball I've ever played.
They're getting back to Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it. I don't know what other people. I haven't really read reviews or anything, but I went.
P1 loved it.
Did he?
And Cody. Oh, loved
it. I'm sure they did.
Favorite movie, obviously.
I'm sure. I mean, it was funny, because one funny part happened that I think I told you about.
You did, but yeah.
Just before the movie started, there was this Asian guy with four people who came up to us and, no charity cash. Get out of my seat. Like, what? Like, you're in my seat. Out. Get out.
Was it actually his seat?
We still don't know, because it was numbered. And we had to get the entire aisle, one by one, to get up.
I would have said, show me your ticket.
Like, yeah, but he's like, 14. It was like, it sounded like a bingo game. 14! This is as the movie's starting, too. And somebody shouted out, the movie's starting! And he held his ticket up, 14! Like, what's going on here?
I was like, no, number 7.
I haven't
gotten to 14 yet.
Yeah, Paul Walker wasn't 14. And my only thought was, why couldn't it have been him hitting the tree?
Well,
this guy. Like, this, and eventually sat there and then to piss Adalia off, because she loves this Fast and Furious franchise. This dude starts translating the movie for other people around him.
That pisses me off. Fuck off.
And he goes... Because she has a go at him, like, so shut the fuck up. And he goes, excuse me, madam, you don't need to listen. Yeah, like,
to the movie.
I think so, but it's just don't need to listen to the film.
Yeah, that's what he said. You don't need to listen.
Why is it?
Last time we saw a movie that happened, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Mate Adams.
Yeah. He was
the literally given the history lesson of Rocky. Of the fucking five films.
Apollo Creed. It's like, Apollo's been dead for years.
Look at him, he's like explaining about Drago and shit. I'm like, that fucking happened ages ago. If you're coming into Rocky Balboa and don't know what happened, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Then his son got angry and lost it. Yeah. Like, jeez, you want to watch it? Here's the DVD, so fuck off.
Street fighter. He took my room!
I just wish he dressed up and did the whole person. Then I'd be for it.
What?
Before Rocky Balboa started, he should have gone on stage. Reenacted all five movies and then sat down, because that would have been interesting.
Yeah, it still would have interrupted the movie, though. But
before the film started.
But the movie itself, look, I mean, it's, and again, after the movie was done, someone behind me said, wasn't very believable.
Oh, like, no, like,
we're seven movies into this shit, and that's what you got to say. Not very believable. Don't think that could happen. I don't reckon you could drive a car from a building into another building.
We could try. Paul Walker.
Look, it's completely over the top. It's that kind of movie.
That's what it is.
Completely over the
top.
They've
become their own superheroes.
The chemistry between Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. Yeah, it got me. It got you.
What about P1's favorite, Tyrese Gibson, New Green Lantern?
I can't even remember. I can't remember him in it. But the yeah. I mean, look,
it's not going to break awards. It's not going to win Best Picture. Like
Vin
Diesel. Vin
Diesel, Best Picture.
But yeah, no, it was entertaining. Like, it was definitely. I can see it because I watched him.
It's one of those things that all people go and see. You got women who want to see it. You got guys who want to see it. You got me who don't give a shit about it.
Technically, I don't give a shit. I mean, yeah. it's not one of those movies. It's like I could give up, probably take it, but I can definitely see why it's made the money it's made.
It's not one of those movies where you see. I mean, the action in it is
just
so over the top. You can
Dark Knight. That I find offensive.
But I don't know about
whatever.
I don't know about that. But I mean, who A lot of fuckwits in this world.
When there's money like that to be made. But the thing about Dark Knight is, I mean, even though a lot of women are into Batman, a lot of women are into Fast and the Furious.
That's the thing. All these petrolhead, all these women at work, so they're, oh, we're so Fast. But why?
Yeah.
But
they're into a lot of it. I mean, it's... But, I mean, it's still a point now where Vin Diesel's
and it's always something,
cool.
Oh, Paul Walker's gorgeous. Hey, not anymore.
It was the tree gorgeous, too. But the,
Because, I couldn't help myself. I'm talking about him. Oh, he's so hot. I said, yeah, he was, when he's on flames. It's like, how dare you?
Yeah. What? But even Paul Walker's like, it's very good.
Very good. I'm going to write that one down.
Very good. But the...
I reckon Paul's up there. Trying to convince Jesus to stop fucking us up.
No, he's still in line. He's 2 years later. He's like, I'm Paul Walker, for
I just made $1 billion, motherfucker.
Paul Walker. Let me... Everyone, listen, sir, everyone's going to wait their turn.
I can't send Peter's answer to America. Paul just going to jump in a car and drive through the gates.
No, it'd reflect him.
He'd have one last ride.
And they're like... he'd be driving around in heaven, and everyone's like, "We don't allow cars in here."
Doing donuts, burning. Yeah. God's like, "Get out!"
We got a special place for you in the new Green Lantern movie.
Tyrus Gibson, your coaster.
But I did that, and I also went to a wedding on the week last week. But the funny part was, it was Adalia's. I don't know. Dahlia's cousin's wedding.
So obviously, took a lot of interest.
Apparently, he was at our wedding.
You even invited the person and didn't know him.
Dahlia's auntie, great aunt, asked if we could invite them. You know, weddings.
No, I've been married.
Wait till you do. But the funny part was, I was sitting there, and look, I only knew a few people, and I'm the white guy. The one white man there.
Hey, I was white.
I'm like looking around going, Jesus Christ, I'm the vanilla.
Vanilla ice.
Like,
but it's weird because you had a whole group of Asians, a couple of white people, and then CJ.
I was tempted.
That was a weird mix.
I was just tempted because Adalia's always on to me about, like, for some reason, Asians, like, just really, there's something about white, like, they really adjured to be white. I don't know. That's what she reckons.
I reckon they abjured to be black.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Maybe American, yeah. Asian, like that.
But say Asian people, from what I hear, like they don't like tanning and stuff because they want to be pale. No shit. This is what she's told me.
I think it's the opposite. You see a lot of them, they all try to adapt the hip-hop culture and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
And we're gold children. Yo, what's up, bro? You're talking like fucking Jai Courtney and Doja. Talking about a fucking guy trying to be black. Just trying to be a good actor. <'Cause>, I want to win the award more. Jai Courtney or Film Sack.
Maybe I shouldn't have walked in the wedding then go, worship me, I'm white! Oh, give him head of the table.
She walking like walking Gandalf. I am Luke the White.
Sure. Laundry day. But the funny part was when I was sitting there. I was sitting there, this guy came up, and apparently I met him before, but I can't remember. He came up to me and he goes, 6 days a week.
Like, what?
And he's like, I work out, and he flexed his arm, 6 days a week. How many days do you do? Five. Who the fuck was that? And it was her cousin, apparently. And that's...
I just would have said, nope, I do eight. I let him think about that for a while.
I'm like, what? And like, he just walked off. I was like, Dahlia, who was that? My cousin. We drove him home the day after the wedding.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, get this. I hope he doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, I hope he does.
Like, okay. He wore sneakers to the wedding. That was just...
I remember. Was he? Yeah. Was he?
It was a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember the guy.
Well, I can't remember the guy, but he also has a hat. He wore a hat to the wedding, which was one off. Black to war and silence the lambs. You know,
the white one.
Yeah, the white one. He wore a white suit, too. I was like, what's going on here? Now, get this.
He's going to have a friend for dinner.
He's going to work out for dinner. So 7 days.
I'm going to eat this guy 6 days a week.
That's right. And he's one of those guys, because Dahlia showed me, I asked Dahlia's parents, this is classic. I asked Dahlia's parents, what's his name? We don't know.
Hang on, is that his name? Or is it...
We don't know.
Apparently...
That'd be an awesome name. We don't know. No, no, that's your name. We don't know.
Apparently, they know his Chinese name, but apparently he's got an English name, which he's had for 40 years. Because he's nearly 40. No, or something like that. They were like, we don't know. We don't know what it is, because they're not very close
to
this.
So, he was invited to the wedding. How did you put an invite out there?
No, guest. The great aunt brought
him. Oh, he was the guest.
Look, he's nice, but all he wants to talk about, no shit, clothes, and he puts photos of himself working out. But the funny part is...
Sounds like a fucking idiot.
The funny part is he put photos of his chest up, and that's cool and all, like working out.
No, it's not!
No, it's not. But this big hairy, he's just big hairy, like no waxing. All I could see, I can't see a chest, I see hair!
Like Chewbacca.
What's going on? Okay, but the funny part, okay, he works out.
It's already funny enough. He's just like a fucking idiot. Why wear a white suit, had a black hat, and take photos of
him? He works out 7 days a week, or six days a week. Yet, he refuses to even attempt to drive or get a license because he's afraid he'll fall asleep.
What? It's just true. It's fucking true as long as my ass points out.
He's afraid he'll fall asleep. Like, he'd be just driving. Why are you afraid of working out and falling asleep? You get much more tired doing that.
I'm doing this bench press. Oh.
40 winks.
How many days do you drive?
None.
I was like, what?
Fucking... This guy's... I want to meet this guy again.
Well, I wish I could introduce you. I don't know his name.
I don't need to know his name. I'm saying, oh, you're the fuckwit who wears a white hat and falls asleep.
I was tempted to call him Odd Job. Not just because he's age, but because because of the white hat he's got.
Hannibal.
Hannibal hat. I was thinking maybe...
Hannibal workout.
Maybe it chops heads off. I don't know. But the Hannibal workout.
Like
yeah,
price fucking rat
that's
bag.
That's true.
Sneakers to a wedding.
I worked out with someone with some fava beans.
Six days.
And a nice can.
Oh, God. Well, cuts the guy's brain open. Fucking idiot.
But apparently he's got women all over him.
Oh, yeah.
According to a Dalit.
What reason he to drive?
According to a Dalit, he was spoiled by the grandmother because in Chinese society it was a big thing. It might still be, I don't know, for a son.
Still doesn't mean he's a fucking idiot.
But the whole...
So the day after the wedding,
because we're nice people, we drove him fucking to bloody North Sydney, and from our place, that's not a short trip.
Fuck.
But it was funny. I mean, yeah, even Adalia's parents sort of make fun of him. It's the one thing we all sort of laugh about.
Sounds like a prize fucking idiot.
But we'll bring him home for Christmas.
Oh, please do.
It'd be funny him saying that to Dad. It would be on, I work out 7 days a week. Don't give a fuck. doing the religious thing. I find that offensive.
Oh, I'd love for him to say, I work out 5 days a week. If he laughed and said, I put the gloves on, cunt. I'll fucking fix you right up.
Oh, you would, yeah. I think. It's funny because he does have a six pack, like, because he's
sitting. Never mind, why not break those fucking.
That was the other thing he said.
Ronda Rousey's ass.
It was the other thing he said at the wedding. I've got a six pack.
Like, cool, I feel like a drink. No one might have called one.
It was funny. I tell you the other funny part. I love it.
I hate people like that. I really do.
That we're having a group photo at the wedding.
Group wedding.
Adalia's dad couldn't be in it because he was in the toilet. It was funny. He's such a legend.
I want to find a photo of this guy from the wedding. Somewhere.
Adalia's in the lounge. As soon as we finish the show, I'll show you. I'll show you a photo.
I just picture like a dickhead flexing his arm.
Hannibal cardio.
I see the other. Have the lamb stopped crying? Because I'd have fallen asleep.
he tears a guy's muscle off. Yeah. But the other funny thing, me and Adalia...
How many fucking weird things you come
okay.
up with this week?
Now, even Adalia said, you should use this on the show. Last Sunday...
For her to say that, oh, jeez.
Last Sunday, we were sitting at McDonald's. Right? It's just sitting there. And all of a sudden, we see some guy just start to run like T-1000. And he was chasing... Where? All right.
Was he actually running to this music?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like,
hey, away for it. There it is.
Not just he abandoned his children.
I'm sorry.
He abandoned his children.
I'm sorry, I can't listen to that now. I just picture Jai Courtney. He's run the whole franchise, man. Yeah. He abandoned his children.
He abandoned his children to chase this bird. Right, like 2000. And this is a busy populated area.
Was he wearing a police outfit? Busy, jumping on the back of a car.
Busy populated area because this bird stole one of his nuggets.
You're talking about a bird, not a woman.
No.
I'm talking about a woman.
No. Like one of those...
like a seagull.
Yeah, a seagull. He's chased it like... Doo-doo-doo! Like, and he screams in the middle of Madonna, he took one of my nuggets! And I only got five! Even the Keith's children. This guy's children look at him going... Don't be a fucking idiot, Dad. Like two or three chasing this poor bird.
I can't see all this shit. I don't. Like, I would love to see.
It's out there. It's out there. Like, and this is a very high area. And I just started rethinking the Terminator plot. Like, Sky, that was like Ronald, the computer, with the clown which controlled the machines, sent two nuggets back through time.
I was going to say, we sent our Terminator back to kill Sarah Connor. We failed. The next attempt was on John Connor's life himself. The third time we just went, fuck, we'll go for some chicken nuggets.
Because I want a six pack.
Because that happened in Terminator 3.
What?
She went through drive-thru and killed that guy. Some shit. What did he fuck? I actually can't remember his name.
What, the actor?
No, the guy he kills. Marcus Pereira or something. And she shoots him. And he's in the
Yeah.
Just making that chicken nugget.
Stop with the nugget. And even when he came back and sat down, he was like, I can't believe it. It was so nice. I was
really looking forward to that one.
He lost one of his kids. He could have, though, because he ran off, like, through the car park and everything, chasing this bird. And the bird stole one nugget. One, he had five more.
He's actually going to build a time machine and go back and stop that event happening.
It's over.
It's just him and me.
Can't be reasoned. It will not stop ever until it has those nuggets.
If only that bird had the voice of Arnold.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
I don't need your claws, your boots, but I need your chicken nugget.
Give me back that nugget. Fuck you, asshole.
Just scans it. The infrared just sees a chicken nugget.
At the end, it comes out of the fire. Wrapped
in a skeleton. Wig up.
Yeah, but it's wrapped in that fucking nugget coating. With like batter all over it. Yeah, that
fucking
wax it into molten barbecue sauce.
There is no chicken but what we make for ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. Miles Tyson, he was the one.
He invented the chicken nugget.
Who invented the grill?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Goddamn mini nugget.
I couldn't see Skynet being built because of a chicken nugget. But nothing would surprise me what they're doing with the Terminator franchise.
Okay! Now, next topic.
Normally we would play this trailer, but let's not even bother playing it. Let's just talk about it.
Okay.
We'll play the other two because they're a bit more iconic.
They actually had some kind of reaction. But
this one had a reaction.
But a new Terminator... I'm not going to call it Terminator 5.
No.
It's because it's not.
I'm calling it Jai Courtney's Terminator.
I'm calling it fucked. Terminator fucked.
We have to come up with a segment of this called, like, trailer trash or something.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, yeah. A trailer was released last week for Terminator... Genesis!
Yeah.
Stop this! And basically, in a massive twist to the Terminator story...
I can't believe I'm saying it. John Connor's the Terminator.
John Connor's the Terminator. John Connor, people, is the villain in Terminator 5 as a Terminator. Your reaction?
I don't know what to say. Really, I honestly do not know what to say because I saw that trial. I'm like, oh, this is different. Like,
yeah, that's one way.
But if John Connor's going to be the villain, if he's a Terminator, why don't he just kill himself?
But then, if John Connor, like, how? Who's sending people back through time? How does
he send himself back?
But you see him as the human resistance, so
obviously he must get killed, or he gets transformed, who fuck knows? Or someone takes his skin and fucking copies, who the hell knows? Like, is it actually meant to be him, or is it a Terminator that replicates?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I just don't care.
Does it make you at all any more interested to see it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a different take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is different.
But you know, God. Sarah Connor, the show, was going in a direction not the same as this, but another direction that was far more interesting. Far more interesting.
Yeah, but this
was dealing
this
in...
It's not Jai Courtney.
The Terminator... Sarah Connor Chronicles in Season 2 was going to a future where John Connor never happened. Mm. But there was still a resistance. And what would have happened in that case?
That would make sense.
That's definitely much more... And the other thing about this movie, I'm fucking hating the way it's shot. I'm fucking hating it. The way the cinematography is. It's like, I'm looking at it going... What happened to that look, and especially the first one, that was a dark, not gothic, but sort of a... I know it's going to be that was an underground movie.
But they like showing the Terminator too much. That's what's annoying. Yeah. It all looks CG, every single part of it.
T-1000 look fucking real? Nothing. None of this looks even... I don't mind the CG, but there's so much of it. Like,
I mean, look, I'll see it, because it's Terminator, but I'm just...
So what do you think of Jai Courtney?
Oh, he looks like he's telling the bar of that film. That guy's acting looks worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. What did you think about the bit where Arnie sticks his head through the window? Get out!
No, I like that. Pleased to meet you. And he smiles. Oh, for fuck's sake. That is your fucking bit of humour. Yeah. I'm going to be laughing more at Jai Courtney's acting ability than fucking Arnold. I worried when Arnold said, oh, I'm glad I wasn't in Salvation. It was shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you're going to be eating those words soon, Arnold.
I've got to say, the two... Out of all
we're looking at the Terminator 2 poster now. Mm. That's the Terminator.
Yeah, for sure.
Not Jai Courtney sitting on a fucking motorbike.
But really? Is that the poster?
No, I don't know.
No,
I haven't seen a proper poster for it yet.
But the whole... I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't ring true. It looks to me like they're trying to do something new, but in trying to do that, they're getting away from the core of what Terminator is.
Yeah, the characters.
Yeah, but even... Like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if John Connor was a bad guy? Well, yeah, it's new. I'll give it that. But stop fucking around with the core of what the story is. Like, it would be like saying, wouldn't it be cool if M was a bad guy? No. Don't fuck around with that.
It depends. It really depends.
Or Q, the original Q.
Oh, God. But it depends how they do, if John Connor is a villain or he's a baddie, and that's how it ends. But yeah, it's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
There has to be... At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because he's meant to be born during that time.
Yeah, well, so how does the timeline make sense?
Yeah,
I mean, so I'm presuming in this timeline, Kyle Reese and Sarah Connor, Kyle will survive and there's going to be a huge love thing and it's going to be about these two and John Connor will sort of be put to a side. That's
stupid.
What I'm guessing might happen.
If Jai Courtney does not die as Kyle Reese in that franchise, I don't care.
But Michael Biehn dies. Michael Biehn dies.
It's in his contract. He's got to die in any film he's in.
Yeah.
Aliens. Yeah. Yep, you're dead.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not now. Maybe
you
not.
Still die.
We'll bring him back just to get killed in the first scene. Yes, Johnny Cage. We're going to kill you in the new one.
But, yeah, so that's it. For anyone wondering what's our opinion in the new Terminator trailer,
ask Cody. He loves it.
Does he? Yeah, I keep hearing Cody loves the new trailer.
He loves that. Yeah, Fantastic Four as well. Loves it.
Does he?
Yeah, you got a new trailer coming out for that. I can't wait for his reaction on that one.
Speaking of gigantic trailers, we had an earthquake over the last 2 days. Basically, which one do you want to start with?
Oh, let's start with this one. All right. Because everyone loves this one.
Okay, in case you were wondering, there were two trailers. In case you were on the moon... the last 2 days.
Even then you would have seen it.
There's been two trailers from probably the two biggest movies, two of the biggest movies at least.
Oh, geez.
That are going to be released over the next 2 years. Well, we're having a look at one now from a very talented man called Zack Snyder. called Batman vs. Superman.
Batman v. Superman. But then they've added the S now, so now it is Batman versus...
Why can't it be Superman versus Batman since it's...
No one cares about Superman.
All right.
All right, let's just play Warner Brothers logo. DC logo, all dark and gritty again.
Is it really surprising...
That this franchise is still going. It should have ended.
Should be a figure of controversy.
certainly was. Oh, Cody's
is
bedroom.
Is that Gotham or...
That's Cody's bedroom. It's got a statue around a steel on it. Whose very existence...
They are not telling us the truth. It just looks... Sense of priority. Well, it looks too dark. This in the open. Universe.
Human beings have a horrible track record of
not making poor, decent movies.
Didn't you see Gotham? Corrupt, absolutely
chaos. No, I hate
maybe
that
he's
line.
He's just a guy yeah. trying to do the right
we
thing.
We know better now, don't we?
I don't mind this part of it. Hell
beneath. I think it looks. I think the cinematography is beautiful. But the world has been so caught up with what he can do
that no one has asked what he should do. Why didn't he save his father from a tornado?
Why would they build a statue of him?
That's what I want to know.
The fever, the rage.
After I saw Man of Steel.
The feeling of powerlessness.
Just makes me feel like I'm making chidley again.
I don't know about the suit. I don't know.
I don't mind it.
The bat suit. Cruel. I think Ben Affleck's a good choice.
Oh, dark and gritty.
You see the riddle of the bat?
Yeah, I know.
I see a bat wing of some fucking kind.
See, yeah, it's shit like that. I mean, that's Nolan.
Got a big glowing eyes. Tell me, do you bleed?
You will.
I ain't got time to bleed.
I don't know about the voice, too.
Let's see if you bleed green. That's what I always think. Because I'm seeing the trailer, obviously. I saw it yesterday. No, your first impressions, because...
Don't give 2, 3, 4 shits at all. And that's saying about Batman. I look at it going, okay, the trailer's dark and gritty. I was waiting for, okay, here we're going to show some action or some build-up. You didn't show me shit.
Yeah.
You show me once again two guys looking at each other.
I suppose the argument to that, I'm just being devil's advocate, can be that they talk about the philosophy part of it. But to be honest... I'm sick of the philosophy part of it in DC. Like,
I get it.
I'm not saying that they should get into a fight straight away or anything. But and the other thing I fear, Jeremy Irons sounds really cool. Like, he sounds really cool. But are you over Alfred giving these speeches? I'm like, can we have a different kind of interpretation? Alfred's cool, but if you're going to have him giving speeches all the way through it, and this is a Superman sequel.
I've heard enough monologues from Alfred through the franchise.
And the bat voice, yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, I know people love that line. I just like it.
Why?
Because it's just, it doesn't... I got into an argument with someone.
Batman
wouldn't say that. I'm sorry, in the way, I think, like, people are like, oh, yes, he would. I'm like,
Batman's
it
a
sounds
fucking
so
puppet.
Cold-blooded.
They made him a fucking puppet.
Is that because he's working for Lex Luthor?
Yeah, it's like you're making him a fucking
puppet.
Well,
we don't. Is he?
I don't know. But Batman's not that fucking stupid to work out, oh, he must be a villain. I have to kill him.
Yeah. I know P1 didn't like the trailer. Or he liked it. He sort of feels the same way as... Well, I don't want to put words in his mouth.
No, I do.
I think it's a decent trailer. Is it just decent? But I can see both sides. I can see both sides. It doesn't... get me excited too much for the movie. I think the cinematography stepped up from Man of Steel.
It just looks too dark. Looks...
But I have zero confidence in that. I still have zero confidence in Zack Snyder.
The characters need to be humanized.
But I mean, compared to the other trailers we've seen lately, apart from Terminator, the other ones have been sort of based on nostalgia or the characters. It feels like two guys who are going to get into a fight. Like, it looks like a big promotion to get two guys.
I'm more excited about Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Shit.
That's a better fight.
I wanted
to see Mayweather sitting there. Do you bleed? Yeah, I'm a fucking human.
Yeah. But that's the other... How would Batman wouldn't know he bleeds?
Well, I had to listen to that trailer a few times. I thought he said, do you bleed? Like, how do you bleed? Like,
guilty!
He said, you will. I'm like, that'd be
decent. Okay, here's another thing. A lot of people are saying that the reaction to Man of Steel, the negative reaction, was purely about the destruction.
Oh, and the breaking of Zod, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell you for a fact,
not
our negative
NATO
reaction was about a lot of other
character
shit.
Character,
a lot of other shit.
Oh, look, yourself in a cupboard. Oh, make your brain an ocean. What?
The characters just...
had no heart to it. They had absolutely no fucking heart in that fucking Man of Steel at all.
Yeah, so I hope...
None at all.
This looks better. It does look better, don't you think?
How?
Because at least the cinematography is good.
Oh, it's going to look nice. Oh, well.
But it,
show me heart.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it's just not. People are like, oh, but it looks like it did in the comic or whatever. I don't care. I just want it
do
to be a good movie.
Do not give a shit. Do not care.
Okay, one thing as a novice.
Ben Affleck looks as interested as I do watching that trailer. Couldn't give a shit.
It was like, did I put my washing out?
It's like, oh, I should be making that stand movie I was meant to make.
I was like, wonder what JJ's doing. Look, I probably like it a bit better than you, but I don't understand the this is gonna be the great comic book movie of all time.
Jordan Marquez.
No,
greatest child. I'm excited now. Oh fuck!
The sheep.
Fucking sheep, all you.
I think, and I gotta say, all the DC people who were saying to Marvel, "Oh, we've got you covered." I would be very hesitant to say that because the track record, and I'm a DC person. Mm. The track record lately, let's think about this. Green Lantern.
Genius.
Man of Steel.
Genius.
Gotham.
Super genius.
So, now, The Flash, to be fair, is better than abysmal. Probably all those. It's not abysmal, but it's better than those three, for sure.
There is one way to do a trailer like that.
Isn't Constantine being cancelled too?
Which got fucking leaked a day before. Yeah.
Okay, now that's the other thing I've got to talk about.
Do your shit properly.
Zack Snyder issuing a 5-second trailer, but just
you gotta pay to have seen that shit.
What?
They opened cinemas and you have to pay $5 to watch that shit.
No, I'm not doing that.
Unlike the next trailer we'll talk about, we just done at a con with fans screaming in excitement, and it went online that second afterwards.
Well, Zach,
so there was no copyright, no download shit. It was the full HD trailer.
This is what I gathered because I wasn't completely across it. Zack Snyder
is a fuckwit.
Releases a 20-second trailer to excite people. It has just the suits in it. And I'm like, is that the teaser? I'm like, no. That's the teaser of the teaser of the teaser.
What? And then it gets leaked online anyway.
Yeah, then, and they're like, okay, no, we're going to put it on Monday.
Too late.
And then they're just
half the world's seen it.
And I'm like, okay, we'll put it on now.
Yeah.
So half what are you doing? DC, what about this?
Because they're unprepared. They wanted to make money out of fucking people watching that fucking trailer, but no, it got leaked, so they didn't watch it anyway. No, we'll upload it now. Unlike another company that actually did it fucking properly.
But look, you're going to see the movie.
Of course I'll see it.
You'll see the movie. Okay, question.
I saw Man of Steel. I hated that.
Question. What are you anticipating more? You know this question that's coming up. Batman versus Superman, the Dawn of Jesus.
That'd be awesome.
Or Ghostbusters 3 with Melissa McCarthy. There was another story I was going to bring up with that this week, but I'm not going to bother because we've spoken about it too much.
Well,
what would you see more?
Of course I'm going to see Superman.
I'm more hopeful for that than Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I have absolutely no hope for that at all.
I'm trying to think.
Look at poor Frigg!
That does look like Gabby's cousin.
Looks like a scumbag.
Okay, not Gabby, Adalia. My wife.
You forgot your wife.
That's right.
Batman vs Superman, at least you know I'm going to see it and like, oh, there's Batman, there's Superman.
There will be something.
There might
be a bit fucked up. There'll
be
something in it.
I'm going to watch Ghostbusters going, where are they? They're not here.
Hello? Hello?
I'm not watching Ghostbusters. I've said that. I will not watch it.
You'll see it.
No, I will not.
But bottom line, Batman vs Superman trailer, okay, if you're going to give, let's rate the
Terminator.
Terminator, what would we give you the trailer?
Oh, maybe 2 out of 5.
Yeah, me too. What would you give the Batman vs.
0.
Come on, no.
I don't know, 3.
Yeah, me too.
3,
yeah.
At most 3.5, and that's being because I'm a Batman fan.
Yeah, I could.
It feels like they're going, shit, Superman didn't do well. Batman, get in there now!
Jordan Cobb said that, actually. Yeah, he's like, he feels like he's been... It was like...
He's running pilot.
Like, all the way through the Man of Steel trailer, that trailer was like all the way through. And then at the end, it was like, shit, okay, maybe this isn't working, he's Batman.
It starts off, yeah, Superman statue, you see him.
Why did they build a statue of him if they hate him? I don't understand this.
Because it's the destruction, these are the bits.
Okay, that's the other thing. Okay, if the city looks better than ever.
I've got a feeling that could be in the future. I don't know why. Because the sea, yeah, the sea looks pretty good after about 2 years.
Jesus Christ, they should destroy it more often.
Or maybe he helped rebuild it.
Yeah, that's, and they worship him as a god.
He could be a good builder.
He's like Bob the Builder.
He's a very good builder.
That whole worshipping Superman as a god thing.
But I love that. You hear the go home, go, I'm going home. It's blown up.
Is that what they said?
Then you see where it's just false god, just go home. Go home.
Oh, you could go to, you could go to the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, go there for a vacation.
I walked out of my bedroom the other day, and Dali was watching this movie, and I'm like, this is a shaky fucking movie. Man of Steel.
Oh.
I was like, what? I didn't realize it until I saw Henry Cavill. I'm like, oh, shit.
I have still not seen it.
And she's like, you don't need to watch it. I'm like, good, I'm not going.
I'm not going either.
I'm going the other way. How does Batman... Now, this is a novice to me, because to me, the notion of Batman fighting Superman...
It's pointless. Superman would punch you.
It's a stupid concept. So how is it? I hear this comic's amazing. How is it in the cartoon that I do want to watch?
But it's complete opposite. In the other version, it's the other way around.
What?
Batman's the vigilante. Superman's hired to go after him because they think Batman's a loose cannon.
That makes more sense.
Thank you. That's why it makes sense. He's gone after to stop Batman, thinking he's gone too far.
Don't you think? Now this is the other thing I got. Superman kind of represents hope and all that
stuff. Oh, that's what the S stands for, yeah.
But hope and, you know, sunny dreams. Don't you think by putting him as a dark character, it's sort of...
That was a problem with Man of Steel.
Are they turning him into Batman?
That was a problem with Man of Steel. I mean, look at all the characters. You got Wonder Woman, you know.
That's the other thing we need to...
I haven't seen much of her, but then you got, what's his fucking name? Aquaman. Dark. Oh, yeah.
How's he going to fit in that? I was like, what do they fight? Like, he comes up, would you mind keeping it down on the pier? I'm trying to sleep.
You've got to go for a fish. And...
try to have a bit of a fish. Yeah.
As I said, out of all those DC movies, one of my, I'm Aquaman, because I know nothing about him. I can't wait for that film.
What about Suicide?
Couldn't give a fuck.
You couldn't give a fuck. Come on, you must be interested to see the Joker.
Jared Leto, yeah, but you know what? They'll probably fuck it up. What they're doing so far,
about the Australian chick playing finally Harley Quinn on the screen? That's pretty cool. That could be cool.
Oh, fuck it up.
Not unlikely. Do you have any... what would you rate DC at the moment? I love how everyone keeps giving them chats. Probably DC two. Have got this measure.
Two out of five. Like,
really?
Two out of five at the moment.
Yeah.
They've really lost hope.
All right. Shall we look at the last trailer?
Yeah, might as well.
We are looking at Ant-Man. I actually haven't seen that yet.
Don't even want to either. I haven't looked at it either. I'm brilliant!
It's just the logo.
Do we even need to talk about it? New Lucas... By the way, people, if you haven't worked out what this trailer's by now, you're a fucking idiot.
Dean. Cameron sent Dean. This and didn't tell a little more.
Oh, really?
He opened it and was... What? He saw the Star Destroyer. Like, crash.
That looks awesome.
I heard it was going to be a Walker.
Apparently, that's not Tatooine.
The Force is strong in my family.
Oh, love those.
Yeah. Not CG, too.
He's still breathing.
My father hasn't.
Had it. He's dead.
Well, yeah, but this is...
Now, is that Luke?
I think it's supposed to be.
I haven't.
Touching up Arden.
The old lightsaber. My sister hasn't.
Now, Anakin's old lightsaber.
Is it?
She gets passed around, yeah.
You have that power, too.
He's talking to Zack Snyder.
No, I'm not so sure, Luke. Somebody even recognized...
Now look at this! This is fun! This is action! Oh, genius! Come on. This is how you do a trailer, Snyder. Once again, a white person, I'm gonna play. And this shot at me crying.
Chewie.
Oh.
We're home.
Oh, Jesus!
Chewie! Who dropped the fucking door on my
foot? Chewie!
Oh.
I'm gonna fly us out of here.
Oh shit! No, I'm leaving.
I've seen your pilot skill.
Genius!
That's how you do a trailer.
I didn't creep myself like everyone else over it, but I thought it was very good. I did think it was very good.
Genius! I hate JJ because I saw that trailer at 4 a.m. Couldn't get to sleep. It was ages. I was going to send a text to our cousin Sam. Oh, genius!
Yeah, I had like 7 emails this morning. So I was like, what happened? It was, look! I was, what? Look at what? Look! For people who I don't even know
that shit literally, because I watched the live panel thing and you weren't sure what they were going to do. They introduced the cast and all that shit, talk about things, and then JJ's talking about his childhood about watching Star Wars. He's like, you know what? You don't want to hear this shit. You want to see something. And fans just like fucking.
I wish somebody had it because I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you can watch it on YouTube.
Oh, really?
It goes like 40 minutes. And they just go ape shit.
Then,
then the panel, it literally cut off the live feed. You're like, oh, you bastards! They're not going to show it.
Yeah.
Obviously, they showed it, and 2 minutes later, it went online.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, DC. Not have it bootlegged, because that shit they knew it was going to be filmed. So like, fuck it, upload it now.
Yeah, that's the only way they were going to.
And
get
it was out, just boom, every site, then Facebook, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that's how you do a trailer. Start it dark, moody, then fun, action, and then give them what they want. Harrison Ford alive. Not dead.
Walk. He can walk. It's a miracle.
People said that's him at the hospital. Chewie, we're home.
At the hospital.
Never leaving again.
I don't think really. Yeah.
What needs to be said?
I don't think it's
10 out of 5.
I don't think it. I still reckon it's not going to make the money they think.
Oh, fuck off.
Look, you know, this really means a lot to me. I can't accept the notion that this is going to be
when
the return of Star
Wars.
When
P1 says, I'm more interested in seeing a Star Wars film over a Batman film, that's saying something. And even he was shocked that he would say those words.
Yeah, but the whole... Oh, look, I think Batman will... I reckon Batman versus Superman will probably be a better movie. No, I can't. Say that. Look, I think the difference from what I've seen... I think Batman versus Superman's being done for money.
Yeah, that cares about their fans.
But yeah,
even people that aren't into Star Wars are looking, they go, this looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And the fans are literally having heart attacks.
Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was brilliant. I don't know who did that, but I'll never, ever look at Interstellar the same way again. That's what I said to P1. You've been happy with this bit of Interstellar.
Oh, that'll be
to end like this.
That'll be Cody watching fucking bloody Fantastic Four.
Well, what's Cody's reaction to the Batman versus Superman trailer? No, you let you guys talk about it.
I think he'd liked it. Yeah. So, Cody, you're a fuckwit.
No, a lot of people liked it. I mean,
if they're online now, if we can finish it maybe before we go to dinner, who knows?
The Batman vs. Who really liked it? Tony thought it was good.
Most people are like, it looks alright. Yeah, trying to convince themselves it looks good. When in fact it looks like a dog shit.
Oh, it doesn't look dog shit. It might be good. It might be good. I don't have much faith in the people behind the camera.
Do you have faith in this film? You will. Yeah, fuck off.
I still reckon Ben Affleck should have directed.
I'm probably the one who's going to end up seeing going, you know what, I actually enjoy that, because my hopes for it, they're rock bottom.
Yeah, but that's because, let's face it, Gotham, I mean,
I have
destroyed.
More hopes Harrison Ford lasting through 3 Star Wars movies at the moment.
What, actually living?
Yeah, that guy's going to die soon. Well, speaking about getting fucked.
A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about a show called The Box, which was all about people having sex in a box and being judged for it. But I think we might have something that might have got that beat. Because
yeah, beat.
In Japan, there's a game show out recently where guys get up.
Try and read that, Tom.
do karaoke. While a woman tugs them off.
I like the idea of this show.
which begs the question, would any of them do it? Turning Japanese! I think I'm turning Japanese! I really think so!
Hey, I don't like that song.
What?
Last time I heard that song sung live by Jordan Marquez. Spillcon.
But who would go on the show?
Depends.
Yeah.
She had warm hands, yeah. She was attractive. What stop. Song would you sing while getting tongue knocked?
Don't stop till you get enough!
Heck of Arnold turned it.
I don't know. Beat It. Beat It would be good. I don't know why they're all Michael Jackson songs. But
yeah, because he's a queer motherfucker.
She's got a ticket to ride.
I just think Rocky's gonna fly now.
I the tiger.
You got the touch. Yeah. You got the power. Yeah. Perfect song.
Optimus Patient.
That'd be a. And you know what? There's the next Transformers movie.
What?
Michael Bay. See along, we're getting tough.
And that's more like Transformers still.
I just want to hear a bit of this shit.
All right, yeah, play it.
Does he actually have a good voice? Can't even sing it.
Can't even sing.
What's he singing anyway?
Because it could be in Japanese. She's loving it more than he is.
He's just being judged.
All right, Japan, you're fucked in the head. You're a twisted motherfucker.
But yeah, if anyone wants to be in that show...
He's watching the Star Wars trailer.
Oh, cut to... I can't take any more!
Oh, cut to commercial!
Jesus Christ!
No, I showed the Dark Knight, the Batman vs Superman, and that Woody goes away very quickly. Too dark.
Too dark. Can't see it. All right. Well, I think another show done...
Not as controversial as last week, thank
goodness. Yeah, I was going to say, not quite there. We're half asleep, though. Brian Bless, what did you reckon of the last game show we showed?
Yeah, that was a bollocks, fuck it.
Well, yeah, they were fucking it, and they were bollocks.
yeah, that's right. Too many bollocks, actually. Bollocks. All right, so if anyone's got any questions bollocks. Or anything, feel free.
Bollocks? What do you mean bollocks?
Free to send them in.
Bollocks.
Yeah, we're allowed to have questions, Brian. Stop saying bollocks. Bollocks. What do you think of the new Avengers movie coming out? Bollocks! Jesus.
I haven't even seen it, Brian. It's got to be better than Robin Hood.
I don't think he's really keen on it. So you don't want to see it?
Bollocks!
Okay, obviously not.
Bollocks. Oh, fuck it.
Well, end of the show, people. Let's go.
Check!